Citizens in Iraq head to the polls this weekend for a general election, labelled by one expert as the most important vote in the country for more than a decade. Jonathan Hare reports.
It's one of the most dangerous places on earth to exercise your democratic right. But millions of Iraqis will vote this weekend in parliamentary elections.
It's probably the most important election that Iraq has been through in over a decade now.
Associate Professor Benjamin Izzakhan is from Deakin University and author of the book Democracy in Iraq, History, Politics, Discourse.
The 2005 elections were a critical moment because that was when a new civilian government was coming to power under US occupation. This one is also similarly critical. We've seen the defeat of the Islamic State, and there's also other problems that have happened recently, like the Kurdish referendum. This is a way for Iraq to kind of put those two things behind them and hopefully move forward with a new government.
Violence is expected in the country from extremists, including remnants of the Islamic State group.
It's one of the most difficult contexts in the world to hold a free and peaceful election. You've got massive security issues. I won't be surprised if we do see significant attacks on voters and on electoral centres on the day.
Members of Iraq's security forces have voted early so they can keep watch over booths and voters. Iraqi army soldier Jawad Obeid was among them.
We've come today to this election celebration to make change happen. We're fed up with our miserable situation, and we are currently, thanks to the efforts of the brave heroes, trying to change the bad situation of the Iraqi people.
But what are the issues that matter to everyday Iraqis? Benjamin Izzakhan says there are a few at the top of everyone's list.
Almost everyone in the country shares concerns about security. They share concerns about corruption, and infrastructure would be the other big one.
As a testament to that sentiment, running for parliament is former reporter Muntaza Al-Zaydi. He's best known around the world for throwing his shoes at President George W. Bush during a press conference in 2014.
The main real purpose and reason behind my nomination is to get rid of the corrupt and to expel them from our country. I was a journalist when I hurled a shoe at Bush, so before that event I was and still am against the occupation and corruption.
Professor Izzakhan expects Haider al-Abadi will be re-elected as Prime Minister, but will need to form a coalition. And the official election result might not be known for a while.
Iraq holds the world record for the longest post-election formation of a new government. Set in 2010, took 9 months for them to establish a new government. So we could well see quite a protracted process after the election, no matter who comes out on top.
And that's Associate Professor Benjamin Izzakhan with The World Today's Jonathan Hare.